Hey, it's a little too early for being that loud. Hey, it's too late. It's 0600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
Are you ready?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show.
People are waiting. The whole world is waiting.
How you doing?
Turn it up!
Look, we're a little busy this morning, Colonel. What can I do for you?
I've come to get my boy.
Good morning, Mary Sunshine. And how are we today?
Good morning!
Guess who got out of the wrong side of the bed this morning?
It's the Mickey Plyler Show on WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Sports fans, glad to have you with us for the Tuesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Tuesday, June 11th, 2019. Hope all is well. Man, a third of the way June already done. Man, inching closer to college football. A lot to do today. Speaking of college football, Gamecocks got four or five commitments, depending on if you took a walk-on. A transfer and a snapper. We'll tell you about that coming up. And more official visits this weekend with Tony Morrell at 8:05 this morning. Certainly looking forward to that. Got a lot of other things to discuss. In case you didn't stay up and see it last night, Golden State beats Toronto 106-105 despite Kevin Durant injuring his calf/Achilles in the second period. Looks like he is done for now, but the NBA Finals are not. 3-2 lead by Toronto now. They head back to California in the next month or so. NHL Finals tomorrow night, by the way. Game 7, we'll talk with Zach a lot about that coming up tomorrow. We had a strange day as far as our Super Regionals are concerned. North Carolina and Auburn in Chapel Hill yesterday afternoon in Game 1 of the two games, the final games yesterday. Auburn scored 13 in the top of the first. And won 14-7. I've got a segment with Zach coming up later in the show about that. Another strange series ended yesterday in Fayetteville, Arkansas, where Arkansas beat Ole Miss 14-1. And in this series, three totally dominant games, and Arkansas was dominant two, but Ole Miss only dominant one. Arkansas beat Ole Miss 11-2 in game one. In game two, Ole Miss beat Arkansas 13-5. In game three, Arkansas beat Ole Miss 14-1. So, the College World Series is now set. All eight teams are set, and we'll give you the College World Series breakdown of who plays who and when they play coming up in today's show. We have news of Clemson getting another grad transfer, this time former Alabama and former Texas. How about that third different school? Guard Tevin Mack, 6'6", 225-pounder, originally from South Carolina. He has one season left for his eligibility. He was entered into the NBA draft and withdrew from that. And now, after initially playing at Texas and playing Alabama last year, he's coming back to Clemson. The Columbia native averaged 9 points and 3 rebounds a year. Last year, he averaged 14.8 points and four rebounds a game, I should say, in his final year at Texas. So that's the fourth commitment for the Tigers in basketball, transfer commitment. We know that two will be eligible for sure. Tevin Mack is a graduate transfer. Big. We'll talk about the Tigers, by the way, and kind of give you a breakdown of the roster now coming up later in the show. Again, 6'6", kind of a wing player there. Curran Scott from Tulsa, also, and Charlotte, his third team, 6'4", 208-pounder. He's eligible as well. The thought is that Kayvon Moore still trying to become eligible from his transfer, 6'7", 215-pounder from Texas Tech, seeking a medical hardship for last season. And former Fordham guard Nick Honor, who will have to sit out most likely, 5'10", 190-pounder. So that gives them four commitments, four transfers, and completely just overturning the roster of Clemson basketball. We'll talk about that and kind of give you what this team could look like a little bit later on. Major League Baseball from yesterday, Rays down the A's 6-2. It was the D-backs over the Phillies 13-8 in 11 innings. Rangers over the Red Sox 4-3. Oh, by the way, Red Sox honor David Ortiz last night, and they bring back Big Poppy to Boston for medical attention, so they're going to take care of him in Boston. Cards over the Marlins 4-1. Braves got a nice win. Acuna hit a grand slam and had a little bench clean brawl yesterday, but the Braves won, beat the Pirates 13-7. Nats over the Pale Sox 12-1. Rockies beat the Cubs 6-5. It was the Angels downing the Dodgers, Battle of LA 5-3. Mets and Yankees were rained out yesterday. We had Joey Logano winning and the race yesterday afternoon that was completed up in Michigan. So nice Monday finish for Logano and his team. In today's show, we're going to talk about some Dabo Swinney stuff, including Terry Bowden as a graduate assistant at Clemson. TigerNet.com first reported yesterday that Bowden, we had seen Bowden and heard about people talking to Terry Bowden at restaurants, local restaurants here in the last few months, and trying to get on staff, and we now know his role. He will be a graduate assistant taking classes and working towards a degree, so nice to see that Terry Bowden at Clemson. Also going to get into the NCAA transfers and a couple of football transfer portal stuff as this day goes on. The producer of the show, the engineer of the show, the oil that stirs the pot, Mr. Orr 24 in the Twitter world, but number one in your heart, Mr. Zach Orr. Yeah, bo.
Good morning, Mickey. How are you today?
Man, I am fantastic. I hope you're doing doing well also.
Doing great. How was the golf superstore after the show yesterday?
Man, you don't think I spent about an hour. You know, I'm not a shopper. I don't go shopping. I don't go to the mall. I don't go do anything. I don't go to the TV stores or to the appliance stores. I don't go to the hardware stores. I'm just not a home improvement store. I'm not a shopper. But, boy, get me in a PGA Tour superstore, and it's 30,000-square-foot building, and I putted for 30 minutes, and we hit balls, and we looked at all the new clothes and all the new shoes and all the new hats and all the new balls and all the new drivers and fairway woods and wedges and putters and hybrids and iron sets and, oh, man, all the new bags and, oh, man, there's just so much out there. Ended up buying two putter grips.
Oh, boy.
For $7 a piece. Anyway, but man, just could spend all day over there. Just love it, man.
Well, good. Glad you had a good time.
Yeah. What took up your day yesterday?
The video game took up a large portion of my day yesterday. Yeah.
Now explain this to people who didn't listen yesterday. I can't remember if someone didn't listen yesterday, but in case they didn't.
We were talking about, I don't even know how it came up, to be completely honest with you.
Well, I said that I'm going to Pebble Beach in December, and I know Pebble well, but I still want to play Spyglass Hill and Link's Spanish Bay just to get used to the golf courses a little bit on this new video game I have. And you said, what video game is this?
Yeah, and it's called the Golf Club 2019, featuring the PGA Tour.
Right.
So it has some courses from the PGA. And it has some kind of made-up courses, and it's fine. It has no PGA players. You're just kind of your own dude.
Right.
And you can go in and search and find different courses that people take the time to create, and it's cool. It's great. The announcing is hilarious in that video game. I thought it was so funny.
The guy's good with that.
He's ridiculous. I played what could only be described as a billion rounds yesterday, because once you get into it, you just start going. And hey, listen, I'm very proud of myself. Working my way up from the web.com tour. We're on the PGA tour now, up with the big boys, and we're trying to contend for a tournament right now. I'm over at the Shriners Children's Hospital Open or whatever it is.
Nice.
Yeah, battling on Sunday here. We're trying to make a push up the leaderboard, so it's been a lot of fun yesterday.
Nice, man. Nice. Can't wait. Should be. I want to hear more progress, and can't wait to hear more about your PGA Tour career.
Hey, man, I appreciate it.
Coming out with that.
Very, very excited about it.
Now, are you a bachelor yet? I know you said that Kristen's in town, out of town. She's either gone or coming, or,
no,
or was
she
going
is,
or coming.
She's leaving Thursday afternoon, early afternoon.
Okay, so she witnessed your pretty much worthless existence yesterday.
Yeah, I did nothing yesterday, and she
I'll tell you this. You are, how old are you? Somebody asked me the other day how old you are.
26 years old.
Okay. And now, it has become more of a norm to play video games even, you know, later in life. I get it. You know, when I had this NCAA football game, I would play it. Here's my whole video game deal, at 51. I buy this Major League Baseball franchise every year. I play it for about 2 weeks, and then I put it up. I don't play it anymore. I get bored. Don't play it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I told you that Red Dead thing was the worst I've ever had. It was just awful. I play this golf game. Yeah, probably a total of an hour a month, maybe, less than that. I played it first. I get so bored pretty early on with these video games. It's still acceptable at your age to do this, though, right? Do you have any guilt at all? Let's face it. When I play it, man, if I sit down like when I get the Major League Baseball game, I'll play for 6 hours the first day, and then I'll look back at myself and go, "What did you do today, man? You played a stinking video game. You're a 50-year-old man. Get your life in order." I feel all this guilt coming in on me, so then I don't play it after that. Any side of you at all feeling any guilt at all for playing 90 rounds of golf yesterday?
90 is a conservative number. No, I don't, because I do other things before the show. Obviously, we worked in the morning, and then we went about our day. So I don't have any obligations that I needed to take care of yesterday, and I just enjoyed myself playing a game that was fun. And it's as simple as that. I'm not going to sit here and feel bad about it.
Okay. All right, I'm with you, man. I'm totally with you on that one. You don't have to feel guilty through all of that. But now, this means more today, though, or will you taper it off after a while?
No, I'll taper it off after a while. I'll probably play a round or two today, try to finish out that tourney, you know, maybe make the final push. I just do dumb stuff in these games where I walk myself into double bogeys or triple bogeys for no good reason, and then got to rattle off five or six birds in a row. It's frustrating, but we're excited to do it. It was a lot of fun.
Sorry.
I'm blaming you for having to download it. And whenever she says, "So you've been playing that game a lot?" And I go, "Yeah, Mickey wants me to. It's for the show. I don't know what to tell you."
Mickey. But it is pretty good, though. And it's harmless. I always tell people, man, there's a lot worse stuff you could be doing in life. Now, let me ask you this.
But if you don't think this weekend I'm going to do a little double TV setup with the U.S. Open and that game on the right, you are sadly mistaken.
See, I can't be distracted from the real U.S. Open.
I mean,
I told you my favorite video game, favorite video game story ever. Right? Have I told you this before?
Yeah.
A buddy of mine comes home from. He's a special ops guy, and him and another of his special ops buddies come home, and you have to go out to San Antonio to be debriefed, and you have this like week long reintroduction back into. Civilian life, right? And so they're out there, and they're at this just coming back from these pretty intense missions, and they try to grab a couple of beers one night, whatever, and there's this girl there that his buddy's trying to talk to a little bit, and she says, "Well, I have a boyfriend at home." And his answer is, "Do you want to come home with me, or do you want to go home with somebody who plays me in a video game?" I think that's just that's as good as it gets as far as that goes. Hey, what's on tap for segment two?
Little Clemson football. Going to talk about old Terry Bowden this morning. Very excited about the Bowdens being back in our lives, Tyler.
You know what? I always liked Terry Bowden. I think it's cool. I like the Bowden family. Tommy Bowden was great to me when he was here. And so I like it all, man. I'm looking forward to that. We'll talk about that coming up here in a little bit. In our third segment today, I want to go over Clemson's basketball roster and what it could look like. Because at one point in time, there was major concern about – experience, or talent and experience. And now in looking at it, there's a lot more experience. I mean, Tevin Mack and Curran Scott have played a lot of basketball so far. And as far from a talent standpoint, Tevin Mack and Kayvon Moore are very talented guys. And there was a time there where, now, I don't know what you can do in the post without Bear this season. And I don't know if Moore's going to be eligible. And Nick Honor does. I feel for sure Honor will have to sit out now. But this is a completely different roster with the addition of, I mean, let's face it, Mack is a fringe NBA player. Who knows about Moore? But Clemson basketball looks completely different because of the transfer stuff. What we're going to do in our third segment is I'm going to give you all of the stats of the guys that are transferring in and kind of look at that a little bit. In our second hour today, I want to get into the running game stats for Clemson, the South Carolina, and Georgia, and what those kind of project those forward a little bit, or what those could look like. So we'll do that a little bit. All right. Well, when we come back, though, Terry Bowden talk, Clemson football talk with Zach Orr. Hey, Granger Nissan of Anderson, man, there's some and riding around here in Myrtle Beach a little bit. We rode to the store yesterday, and then we had a little ice cream maybe last night. You know, do a little tourist thing going on. Now, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of Ohio tags, but a lot of those Ohio tags are on these Nissans. I pay attention to Nissans now, and I pay attention to some full lines. And every once in a while, man, it seems like I go, man, that's a pretty sharp-looking car there. What is that? Oh, it's Nissan. And I say, man, that's a great-looking truck there. What is that? Oh, it's a Nissan. You know, I see them online all the time. That's one thing. But when you see them in person, completely different thing. My point is, check them out at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com. But you still want to go test drive it and schedule that test drive today. It's our great friends at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com. Proud partners of the Clemson Tigers, home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. It's GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com. Hey, Zach, coolest thing I've ever done during a radio show. Right now, little man Drake is sitting here looking at me. So that's a first. That's pretty cool. That didn't stink right off the bat. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Segment two with Mr. Zach Orr right after this.
Want to make a difference in our community but don't know how? Now's your chance to make money while helping others at BioTest Plasma Center in Clemson. New donors earn $250 for 5 donations. Repeat donors earn up to $360 per month. Walk-ins are welcome. Need a ride? BioTest is 5 minutes from campus and on the CAT bus route. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment at BioTestPlasma.com or in person at 500 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson next to Gold's Gym.
Summer's almost here, so before you put those toes in the water, the Pendleton Tire Company wants to make sure your tires are ready. Take advantage of the Cooper Tire Summer Event going on right now through June 30th. This is your chance to claim a $50 prepaid card when you purchase 4 qualifying Cooper tires. Choose from the great options like the CS5 Ultra Touring, the Discoverer SRX, and more. Give Zach or Joey a call today at 646-3694 or check them out at PendletonTire.com. With over 8,000 certified pre-owned vehicles in their network, Hendrick Honda Easley is ready to help you buy your next vehicle that will exceed your expectations. All their vehicles come with a warranty, and your first maintenance is included. They even review repair orders with you to show they truly stand behind their product. Hendrick Honda Easley wants you and your family to have a safe, reliable vehicle that you tell your friends about. Check out their inventory at ilovehendrickhondaeasley.com.
It's time to stop the debt collectors. It's time to get a fresh start. It's time to stop the foreclosures. Tax time is coming up. Time to do something for yourself. Time to get your fresh start. Come see Robert King for help.
Call Robert King at 864-222-0200 or visit his website at www.thompsonking.com. Thompson & King is a debt relief agency. Robert King helps people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
At Simple Mobile, you get the no contract advantage. Unlimited talk and text plus 3 gigabytes of high-speed data now for $20 a month for the first 3 months. Just $20 a month on a lightning-fast 4G LTE nationwide network and no contract. That's our best deal ever. Learn more at SimpleMobile.com. Simple Mobile, out with the old, in with the simple.
Requires new auto re-up enrollment by 6/30/19. $23.75 per month after first 3 months. Credit card and Simple Mobile account required for enrollment, plus taxes and fees. See terms and conditions at SimpleMobile.com.
Have you ever dreamed of making money flipping houses? Did you know the average flip brings in $63,000 per deal? With numbers like that, it doesn't have to be a dream. With market pressure to create affordable housing, the time to buy, fix, and flip for profit has never been better. Over the past 10 years, Nick Vertucci has earned millions flipping houses using his proven flipping strategy. Nick has identified the Greenville area as a prime market to buy low and sell high. And now Nick is coming to Greenville to teach a free two-hour flipping workshop. So if you have questions, the Nick Vertucci Real Estate Academy has answers. Learn to find money making flips and creative cash partners to do your deals. Text the word LAND to 72000 right now for free VIP tickets and a copy of Nick's House Flipping 101 Kit. If you've ever considered flipping houses as your path to financial freedom, text the word LAND to 72000 now for free tickets and House Flipping 101 Kit. Text the word LAND, that's L-A-N-D, to 72000 now.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
That was such an odd start to the day.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Hey, welcome back. Glad to have you with us here on a Tuesday. Krut LED, K-R-U-T-L-E-D. They're located right beside J. Peters in Anderson, exit 19. Go by and see these great folks. It is our wonderful friends over at Krut, krut-led.com. If you have any questions, you can email them, sales at krut-led. It is our great friends at Krut. Look, LED lights make a big difference in your world. LED lights can make it easier on your employees. It's no harmful buzzing, no harmful lights. It's a way to look at your power bill being lower, just better for your employees and your customers. It lights up your signs better. It's just better for your parking lots, safer. Think about that. Think about getting back some rebates as well at krut-led.com. Hey, Zach, you hear our little man here?
Oh, I hear the little guy. He seems to be wide awake this morning.
Yeah, gets in a great mood very often. You know why he's in a good mood? Because he wants to hear segment two with Zach Orr.
Yeah, how about that? Listen, I read yesterday, and I got a nice little couple of tweets and pulled up Twitter there that Terry Bowden is coming back to Clemson, or coming to Clemson for the first time. Of course, yes. Terry being the coach, or the coach that is the brother of Tommy Bowden, and then the son of former Bobby Bowden, of course. Terry, I don't know much about him, to be completely honest with you. That's why I want to talk about him, because I'm assuming that you know a little bit more about Mr. Terry Bowden than I do. I know he coached at Akron and Auburn, I believe, as the head man. I know he has a losing record, at least at Auburn, and I believe at overall with Akron thrown in there. What about Terry Bowden is an attractive thing for the Clemson coaching staff? I believe he's an unpaid assistant right now, an unpaid intern as a grad assistant. I don't know how much of his master's that he's going to be pursuing while he is here, but he's going to be in for athletic leadership. What does this move mean for the staff? Does it mean anything at all? Is it noteworthy? What does it mean for the Clemson faithful out there?
First of all, he didn't have a losing record at Auburn.
Did I say Auburn? I meant Akron. I'm sorry.
At Akron.
Yeah, he was 35-52 at Akron.
Terry Bowden is, brings an awful lot of experience. I didn't realize it, but he's 63 years old. Played running back at West Virginia with his father, and was a graduate assistant with his father at Florida State. But I tell you what Terry has done, and he's a quarterback's coach for a year in there too, but Terry went head coach very, very early. Unlike other guys who chose to be assistant coaches and chose to be coordinators, Terry went early at Salem, followed that by 1 year at Akron as a quarterback's coach, but then was the head coach at Samford, and then Auburn, then took a job at North Alabama, then Akron, and now at Clemson's a GA. But up in West Virginia, at the West Virginia Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, he took over Salem in 1983. He was a three-year coach there and went 19-3, did a great job. Samford was a pretty good job for him there. Took Samford to the 1AA level and was 45-23 and took him to the NCAA 1AA playoffs a couple seasons there and helped turn around their program. He got his his chance at Auburn for his first big time head coaching job, and it was magic right off the bat. They went 11-0. They were fourth in the country. Now, they were on probation at the time, and he took over a very difficult situation by being on probation. But in those first couple of years, they went 21-1 and were ranked in the top 10 in the country while they were on probation. Probation caught up to them, and the scholarships caught up to them a little bit, 8-4, but then went 10-3 and finished 11th in the country. You know, when he got the program back up underneath him, he really had one bad year there at Auburn. And as you know, at Auburn, scandal and boosters and, you know, wanting other people, always wanting something else, kind of got him in trouble there. And he lost his job there in 98. But at Auburn now, think about this. You think Auburn would take this right now? He was 47-17-1, and he was 30-14-1 in the SEC. I mean, they'd certainly take that now. After that, got right back into it after a while. 2009, took a few years off there and went back to North Alabama, did very well there.
He did TV 29-9,
14-6. Yeah, did some TV stuff and did a good job of that. And then took a pretty tough job at Akron, and his first year went 1-11, but kind of turned things around there and took him to a couple of bowl games there at Akron. But here's the thing. As a head coach, he brings a lot of experience, and a guy that has just been around so much football, been around so many great coaches, including his father and including, you know, Tommy Bowden, Jimbo Fisher, and Will Muschamp was on the staff at Auburn, and just been around all this football and all this experience. Weird story here. Friend of mine saw him in Clemson at a local restaurant. He's like, "What are you doing here?" He said, "Well, I don't have a job. I'm looking for jobs. I'm looking for opportunities here." And as it turns out, it's going to be back here as a graduate assistant. I am told that he is seeking a degree, another graduate degree. I think he's
pursuing a master's in athletic leadership.
Yeah. So he is actually a graduate assistant coach. But you know what? The guy's seen tons of big time football and is coaching that SEC West as a head coach, and I thought had a very successful stint there at Auburn and a bunch of other places there. So just another experience. You know, this is kind of what you do now is after you're head coach, you want to get back into it. You kind of step down and kind of wait your turn and go out and do it. At 63, I don't think he's climbing anymore. But you know what? You got to give the guy credit, man. He wants to coach again, and he likes the game, and he wants to be around a winning program and big-time football again. And I commend him for it. And I also commend Dabo Swinney for giving him a chance and for giving him, you know, for taking in just more experience and more information, just another set of eyes of what all's going on.
What does it say about Clemson and the staff over there that they're willing to bring in the brother of the last coach that they fired here at Clemson in terms of head coach?
See, I think that Tommy Bowden is fondly remembered here. I think most people understand Tommy Bowden left Clemson better than he found it. And Tommy Bowden is responsible for helping to turn around Clemson and helping to fight for better facilities and more support from the administration. And most importantly, for giving Dabo Swinney a chance, and even when it went bad there at the end, suggesting Dabo Swinney get the job. So Tommy Bowden is a good guy, a good father, a good husband, and Tommy Bowden did a good job here at Clemson. Was not the greatest coach ever here, but he won a bunch of games, and he turned the program around. And you know, in the end, can you say? I think it's pretty clear. He left the program better than he found it. So it's not like he left on bad terms. He left on bad conditions and left us for somebody else us in probation. But he left it better than he found it.
But he got fired. Good job. At the end of the day, he was fired, right? And, I mean, that's still awkward in and of itself, isn't it?
Yeah, but that was also how many years ago?
Sure. But what has Tommy's career done since?
Well, he hadn't wanted to do anything. He's broadcast it since. He didn't want to get back into coaching. He had opportunities. Tommy Bowden, had opportunities to get back into coaching and didn't do it. He's comfortable not coaching. And he didn't. It's not in his blood. Now, it is apparent to me And I've heard this before, that Tommy and Terry are totally different personalities. And let me think about it. The Bowden name and the Bowden, I would imagine, and I don't know this, but I'd imagine the Bowden bank accounts look okay where you don't have to do it. It is obvious to me for a guy that after he coached Auburn, took a job at North Alabama and took a job at Akron, it's obvious to me that coaching is in his blood and he has to coach. Whereas Tommy is not like that. Tommy, it's just not deep in his soul that he has to coach football. Whereas Terry seemed like the exact opposite.
It just feels a little weird, to be completely honest with you. It feels weird, maybe because of the Bowden connection, maybe because you had a separate friend tell you about him being around Clemson, telling people he's looking for a job. My brother called me a couple months ago and was like, yeah, I just talked to Terry Bowden at a local place here, and he's trying to get a job on Clemson's staff. And I was like, oh, okay. And like, I completely blew it off. And this broke yesterday, and I went, son of a gun, Caleb had it first. And it's months later.
Your brother broke the news to us, right?
My brother broke the news to us of this happening, and I didn't believe him, or not totally at first, but it's obviously he knew what he was talking about, and I knew nothing. He needs to do this job better than I do.
Let me just say this, though. If you think about what Dabo Swinney does, and don't get me wrong, I mean, Auburn in 1993-1998 is different than Clemson in 2019. And Akron,
why were they in probation?
For stuff, the first time around is for stuff that he, well, the only time around, stuff that he didn't do, he inherited probation. The first 2 years, they fired. I have to go back and look at it, but they fired whoever was before him, whatever. I can look all this up now. Probably important to know at this point in time for cheating and football and stuff. It was Pat Dye had left them in bad shape there from an NCAA standpoint. But anyway, my point is this: that as a head coach, there's so much more to consider than a position coach. And as a head coach, there's just, you've got to consider, I mean, again, everything. Mm-hmm. And having that kind of experience of, at a bunch of different levels, including the highest level, it doesn't hurt anything. I mean, there's nothing, no negatives that can come out of all that, I wouldn't think. Now, the hard part there, I would think, is for a former head coach to swallow his pride and to be a GA. I mean, now all of a sudden, now GA is different than it used to be. You know, you're not just getting coffee for your position coach anymore, whatever. But it's still,
what is he going to do on step campus? Down.
Well, you know, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm sure to be on the offensive side of the ball. Terry's always been offensive side. But you know, how involved will he be? I'm not sure how it's set up over there. But let's consider this, too. For a man that was the head coach at Auburn to go to North Alabama for 3 years and Akron for 7 years, he swallowed his pride in the past. The man just loves to coach football, it appears to me. And I don't know Terry Bowden, but he could have he's 63 years old, and he's taking a GA position. I mean, that's that's the most interesting aspect of all this. The Bowden name is one thing, but the fact that the guy's been head coach at five different places. He's been a head coach since 1983, and he's coming back to be a GA. Now, if you're a young guy, a Billy Napier takes over as a graduate assistant at Alabama in order to get a full-time coaching staff job at Alabama. And you see it, Sarkisian gets fired there. Sarkisian's in his 40s or whatever, late 30s, early 40s or whatever, and he takes a job because he's thinking, I mean, I could coach for another 20 years as assistant coach or to try to make my way up in the NFL or in the college game and a head coach. Terry Bowden's 63 years old. This, and again, I don't know him, and this is only guessing here, and only deducting and trying to put some things two and two together here. But it looks like to me, man, the guy just loves coaching football. And the guy just wants to be around this kind of program. It's an interesting, I mean, I'm sure he had other opportunities. I'm sure he had other avenues. But I think it's very, very interesting that he goes back and now becomes a graduate assistant. It's either that, Zach, Or maybe there's a great graduate program here that he's really interested in athletic leadership or something. You know, I mean, at 63.
I don't believe for a second that he's going to be going to classes too much, to be completely honest with you.
Oh, yeah, he'll go to classes. They still have to do that. There's checks and balances there. He'll be in classes.
You have to take a full course load to be a GA, or can you take part-time?
It's full course graduate level. So is it 6 hours? I think 6 hours.
So you got to take 6 hours of coursework every semester?
Right.
Man, I just don't see a 63-year-old doing that. I just don't get it.
Why not? People are doing it.
Because he's going for a master's in athletic leadership. He already has a degree, if I'm not mistaken.
Sure.
And he also has been an athletic leader at 5 different stops. As you mentioned, he's been a head coach at 5 different universities.
He could teach the class.
He's doing that is not the story here. He's doing this to get an opportunity.
It's not the story, but he's going to go to the classes. I mean, he's not going to just because he wants to be here. I don't think this is a one fall semester thing for him. It might be. I don't think the plan for it is to be a one semester thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's not like Zion Williamson. He's not a one semester guy. I mean, he's going to go to class. All those guys go to class. I know this. I know I've seen other guys come back and take these positions where, man, it feels kind of weird. This guy's coming back and going to class, you know? Anyway, I just think, and again, I could be wrong because I do not know Terry Bowden. Matter of fact, I'm trying to think. We've never had Terry on the show, to my knowledge. We hadn't had Terry on the show. And so I've never spoken to him. But this just looks to me, at 63 years of age, that the guy wants to coach football. And it's as simple as that. You'll see this sometimes where guys will be, I'm going to go back and I'm going to coach high school football, you know? And just wants to be around the game. It's not about the money. It's not about advancing his career. I don't think he's going to. He's not climbing again, right? I mean, Terry Bowden is not going to be an ACC or SEC head coach again. No one's going to say, well, he was a graduate assistant at Clemson, got a coordinator's job at Clemson, and now he is. We're going to hire him as a head coach at 70, are we? In 5 or 6 years, 7 years, whatever, you're going to say, well, let's hire Terry Bowden. He's the next hot coach. I don't know. Mac Brown just got hired. I don't know.
No, I'm not worried about that. I was just curious. It's a curious move. It's one that you don't see every day, especially but from again, a team like this.
Doesn't it? I mean, I think I'm right. Do you see my point? It just looks like the guy wants to coach football, and it's just in his blood. He's been doing this now. Let's just be clear about this. He's been doing this since 1982. How many years is that?
Well, he's been doing it for 20, not 20. He's been doing it for what? A long time.
82. It's 30. It's almost 40 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
37, 38 years. It's just what the guy does. And I think it's pretty doggone cool, to be honest with you. I think it's very, very cool.
37 years.
Yeah, but that's what the guy, like, at 63, he could go play golf and go to the beach. And a lot of people are doing it. I get it. This cat wants to go to football.
Texter says.
To the point where he could be, yeah.
Go ahead. He wants to go to football.
To the point where he's going to be a GA. He wants to coach football.
Texter says that the Grad Assistant Athletic Leadership Program, when he was in school at Clemson, was an online master's program.
Yeah,
He ain't going to classes, buddy.
Well, I mean, he's going to do the online stuff.
Will he have to park in student or faculty parking?
You know what I was told over the weekend?
What's that?
That Clemson will be a pedestrian campus in the next 3 or 4 years.
I don't know what that means.
That there will not be a car on campus in the next 3 or 4 years.
How the heck is that going to be possible?
Buses, cat buses. You park in satellite parking and there'll be cat buses everywhere.
What are they going to do with all the parking lots on campus?
Buildings. Academic buildings.
Who told you this?
Two people are very, very close to construction on campus.
Oh,
Penn State has been a pedestrian campus for 10 years. You don't have cars on campus at Penn State, and this is what's coming to Clemson. That's what I heard. Hey, oh, by the way.
The cat buses and the shuttles do a great job. They don't do a good enough job to do that.
Well, they will. They're going to increase all that, though.
They don't do a good enough job to do that.
Okay. Now, currently, they don't. By the way, I don't know. I just realized this about Tommy Bowden. I knew this and I forgot it, and I was just reminded of this. He went to Oxford in England. He did a postgraduate work at Oxford in England. And how about this? He received his doctorate degree from Florida State in the College of Law. He's got a doctorate degree. This is an interesting character, man. And you're telling me he's not going to class? The guy's been, he's taking classes at Oxford, postgraduate work at Oxford. And he's got a doctorate degree. I like it, man. I think it's great. Did you know that?
I had no idea. No.
Pretty cool stuff, man. He's an interesting character. I'm telling you, he's a very interesting guy. Pretty cool stuff. So Dr. Terry Bowden, an Oxford, Oxford's Terry Bowden is a graduate assistant at Clemson in football. All right, let's take a break, my friend. We'll come back. Love to hear from you. When we do come back, I want to talk Clemson basketball, about what the roster could look like next year now that Tevin Mack is a part of it. Short break, much more after this.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter, co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7. Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on 105.5 The Roar.
Oh, the air is so stale in your car, dear. I'm gagging. Still able to speak, though. Don't you want fresh air for Granny's little darlings? All that dirt and odor outside gets into your car and into their precious lungs.
Well, you can't always choose what gets into your car.
Block and control odors in your car with the power of Febreze and Purolator Boss Premium Cabin Air Filters. Find your retailer at pureoil.com.
Do you know about Febreze, dear? It helps if your smells like a thrift store.
Hey guys, this is Taj Boyle with Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's been a great year for Tiger football and for Lakeside Lodge. We want to say thank you for welcoming us to the Clemson family. Construction is well underway, and there are a handful of luxury condos remaining. If you haven't gotten yours yet, call us today to schedule a tour or come see me at our sales office at 906 Tiger Boulevard. Trust me, you'll want to be a part of this Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It belongs here, and so do you.
Warm weather is on our horizon. When a thunderstorm hits, can it take out your power? Yes. Don't be left in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Power Pro Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Start by giving Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey sent you from 105.5 The Roar.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
You know that one thing you really want that's just way too expensive? But did you check eBay? Or let's say you want the vintage one and the brand new one. Ah, but did you check eBay? Or it's sold out literally everywhere, or they don't have your size, they stopped making that one two seasons ago. Basically, you want what you can't have. You know, shopping problems. But seriously, did you check eBay?
The weather's heating up, which means it's the perfect time to get that next job done. At AutoZone, we have the free services you need to do it right. Like our AutoZone Rewards program. Sign up is free, and you get a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more five times. Want to restore your ride's shine? Our line of Chemical Guys Auto Detail products is exactly what you need to have your ride looking great. With more than 5,600 locations nationwide, getting the job done just got easier. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 866-912-32.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Rolls right side. Looks downfield. Throws. Got Renfro breaking. And he makes the grab. He does. Oh, what a grab at the 30 of Syracuse on the number.
We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah.
Hey, if you're looking to save extra money for the summer and these great summer vacations, you can start by paying less interest rate on your credit cards. Refinance with the credit card consolidation loan from our friends at Lightstream. It's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans now for up to or from 5.95% APR with auto pay, lower than the average credit card interest right now, which is over 19% APR. There's absolutely no fees. You can get your money as soon as the day as you apply. They believe at Lightstream that good credit, good people deserve good credit, and the good credit is a good credit experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Now, for our listeners of the show, apply now and get a special interest rate. The only way to get the discount is at lightstream.com/Mickey. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/Mickey. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers subject to change without notice. The Lightstream, visit lightstream.com/Mickey for more information. We'll talk some Clemson basketball here in this segment. Let me get a couple of phone calls on hold. Appreciate everybody hanging on there. 654 Roar. First is William over in the Peach State of Georgia. Hey, William, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing this morning?
Hey, brother, what's going on?
We're just doing good, man. Just having a great day today.
Blessed. How's that little man doing? I know he's doing good.
He's awesome. We're on vacation right now, and my wife just brought him in here, and so he watched a segment of the show for the first time in his life. I don't think he was all impressed with it, to be honest with you. 4 months old. 4 months old tomorrow, by the way. Got a little birthday tomorrow. Four months.
That's cool. You have to sing him happy birthday in the morning.
We'll do it. Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
I'm gonna talk a little football if you don't mind. I was
sure.
Talking to I think it was Brad and Ben the other day. I was thinking about, you know, this back situation with Swift and ETN. Is ETN a junior, sophomore, or is he a junior? I don't know. I don't keep up with it.
He is a junior.
Okay. Well, him and Swift's going to enter the draft about the same time. You see where I'm going? And I
oh,
think
yeah.
both of them's going to have a monster year. That's going to be an interesting draft. It's going to be one everybody that wants to be, needs to be watching. You know what I'm saying? Because it's going to be interesting with both them backs.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Look, and there are times where, I mean, Swift is a little thicker, and maybe a little more of a conventional NFL back. BTN's been very, very productive so far. Both, I tell you what the NFL would like about both of them. Neither of them have been overworked so far. And they say there's a limited amount of carries in a running back's life, so I think that will be attractive to them. But, yeah, I think we're talking about two of the higher-rated backs in the NFL draft next year.
Well, I broke out YouTube Sunday and watched some of the games. I watched Kentucky and I rewatched Auburn. Now, you tell me, you watched Swift play over the last couple of years, right? Have mm-hmm. you ever seen a back that could run full speed and plant his feet and make a DB break his ankles, if you know what I'm saying, and then get 25 more yards up the field? I know ETN's great, but he's a straightforward bruiser type back, I would say, and he needs to put on a little weight in the NFL. That's going to get him hurt. That's my opinion, anyway. But I'll take it off there and let you talk.
I appreciate it, William. Yeah, Swift is talented. There's no doubt about that. And as he became healthy last year, he got better. You know, the thought there until about. You mentioned the Auburn and Kentucky games. The thought till that Kentucky game was, man, where's DeAndre Swift? Because he didn't have a 100-yard game last year in the first seven games of the year. And I do believe most of that was health. And now a lot of it is depth at Georgia. I mean, you know, let's face it. Georgia's got a lot of backs, and the stable of backs that they did that in. But –
remember, his first 100-yard game wasn't until the Florida game. He only had 12 carries. Swift is a lot like ETN, and you don't see him carry it 20 times, though. In the Kentucky game, we talked about 16 carries, 156 yards, and two touchdowns. And at Auburn game, 17 for 186 and one. But he only had, let me see if I'm right saying this, one, two, three, four 100-yard games last year. Against Texas, only 8 carries for 12 yards in the bowl game. Sometimes he just disappears. Sometimes he just gets caught up in all the other backs that are there. And some of it is he's been a little bit banged up. I think, though, as Holyfield is now gone and the rest of that Georgia backfield, he's now the senior guy, or not the senior, he's a junior, but he's the oldest, the most experienced one there. He's the feature back now. And, again, you've got a lot of other talented players there, but I really think you'll see DeAndre Swift have a huge year this year. We'll see what comes out of that. I appreciate the phone call. Let's get to Delvin on our Northland Communication phone lines. Good morning, Delvin. Thanks for hanging on, man. I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing good. How you guys doing this morning?
Man, we're doing fantastic.
Speaking of, I know about Clemson basketball. That's what I want to talk about. This Clemson team, man, yeah, you said we were talking about experience. You see what Kerwin Scott coming in and Tevin Mack. Hopefully, Kayvon Martin can get a hardship waiver for England. We know the honor got to sit out, but this started reminding me of the early Rick Burns team. They didn't have no big size up front. They had to play with the smaller guys. What do you think about that situation?
Yeah.
It's
something
to look like.
Yeah, let me say first of all two things though. That one of the issues that I thought going into this season, we're going to talk about this next segment too, is that before these transfers. At point guard, you had Clyde Trapp, who, you know, has played two seasons, has never been a starter, and then you had Dawes, the Dawes kid coming in. So experience was a little bit of a factor there. At the two guard, you had Hunter coming in, and you had Newman, who played a little bit last year. Experience was a factor there. At the three, you had Tyson, who played a little bit last year and showed some promise, but was still inexperienced in the sophomore year. With Bear getting hurt, Jameson was your five, and he hadn't played a whole lot yet. And the only guy who had a really – Trapp had some experience, but Amir Sims was a starter. He was the only one there. But now you add to it these transfers, and think about it like this. Tevin Mack has played in, I think I'm right by saying this, 82 college basketball games in his career. Kerwin Scott has played in – 96 basketball games in his college career. And so you're adding at the two and the three position and the wing guard guys type guys, you're adding guys who played 150 games so far, which is more than the rest of your roster combined. You add to that now Moore's been through a season at Texas Tech, and even though he didn't play a whole lot with an injury there, still been through it. Clemson went from a very inexperienced team, and we all know all college basketball is inexperienced now because all it is you know, freshman and sophomore and the guys transferring out. But Clemson went from a very inexperienced team especially with Scott and Mack. Clemson is one of the more experienced teams in the ACC now.
Yeah, we know the NCAA do crazy things. You think they'll get Kayvon Martin his medical waiver, or you think you might have to sit out?
You know, it's so hard to say, man. If he hires a lawyer, then he'll be eligible. If he doesn't hire a lawyer, he won't be. I'm going to talk about that. Three West Virginia safeties transfer out. Luke Ford transfers out. Luke Ford doesn't get a year. And he went back to Illinois because his granddad's sick. But he doesn't get a year. I don't know. There's no consistency, Delvin. There's no way to tell what the NCAA thinks. I'm hoping that Moore's eligible immediately. I'd like to see that. But at this point, I don't know what's going to happen to it. The only consistency in the NCAA transfer waivers is inconsistency. If he is eligible, and you're talking about Dawes and Trapp at the point guard, you're talking about Newman and Hunter and Scott at the two guard, and with Tevin Mack and Tyson also in the wings, if you get Moore and Sims out there on the court at the same time. You're right. Without Bear, who's hurt and out for the year, Jameson is your big rim protector and your five. But the rest of it, it's not a big lineup now. I mean, Moore 6'7", and Mack 6'6", and Sims is you know, 6'8 kid that can play there. But you don't have the 6'10", 11, 12 guys, or 7-foot guys. That being said, you are a little bit bigger at guard. You know, Trapp's a bigger point guard. Kerwin Scott's a big 6'4 kid.
So you get a little bit of length out on the perimeter, but you don't have a lot of length down in the post right now.
Yeah, no, I just thought this is my middle of Rick Burns day before when he got Tom White and Harold James and all those guys.
Yeah, it's a very good point, man, no doubt. I appreciate the phone call, Delvin. I hope you have a great day today, buddy. All right, man. Well, we'll talk much more about that because Clemson basketball roster really just having a complete turnover. And so we'll get to that coming up in the next segment. Tony Morrell is going to join us in hour number three. We're going to talk a lot of South Carolina recruiting as they've got a ton of commitments here, five commitments here since we last visited with Tony. So we'll do that. Hey, my friends at Trail, TREHEL.com. I had someone text me or email me yesterday, I should say, about what do you mean charging for their services with their churches? And I said, well, and there are certain things that they lean on with other companies, with churches, and getting information that will charge you. But for what they do in their consultation, of do you need to build a new church? Do you need in studying it? Do you, they're going to come to your church? They're going to look at your facilities, and they don't charge you for what they do. Now they might have, like I said, other people, consultants involved in a decision that will charge you, but for what Trail does, they don't. They're called to do that. Trail does such a great job with it. To find out more, if your church is in limbo, if your church is considering remodeling, rebuilding, building on a new site, tearing down, start all over, let Trail take care for you. 800-319-7006, TREHEL.com. Hour number two, right after this.